Samurai Jack, the Cartoon Network's long-running series, comes to an end tomorrow night. That's when the final four new episodes go on. Samurai Jack, in case you missed it, debuted 3 years ago. The show both spoofs and pays homage to Japanese animation, or anime, and it's won lots of awards in the U.S., Canada, and France. Animation critic Charles Solomon loves this show.
Writer-director Genndy Tartakovsky's Samurai Jack has been one of the most individual and influential animated programs on television. The final episodes remind the viewers what distinguished this series from standard TV cartoon fare. Ideally, any animation, from a big studio feature to a flash cartoon on a website, should be a fusion of design, movement, choreography, music, color, and sound. In recent years, any number of animated films have attempted to use highly stylized graphic designs, from Warner Brothers' Art Deco-influenced Batman to Disney's Home on the Range with its weird angular cows. Samurai Jack pushes the visuals further with more success.
Long ago in a distant land.
The plot is a standard heroic tale. Long ago, the shape-shifting demon Aku slew the emperor of a small country that resembles Japan. His son Jack inherited his father's magic sword and sought to kill the demon, but Aku hurled him into the distant future, and during the last 4 years, Jack has tried to fight his way back to the past to avenge his father. As Jack wanders from adventure to adventure, he walks through jagged backgrounds that look like saw blades and thorn bushes, emphasizing the alienated, industrialized future Aku has created. Like the groundbreaking artists of the UPA studio during the 1950s, Tartakovsky understands that stylized characters should move in stylized ways. The animation in Samurai Jack is very limited, but its staccato rhythms echo both live-action and animated martial arts films. The style of movement helps to define Jack's character, who rarely speaks. Most cartoon shows talk the viewer to death, telling the story in dialogue. Most of Samurai Jack is done in mime. Minutes pass without a character saying a word, and when someone talks too much, the viewer knows he's probably up to no good, like the mysterious maiden in the episode Seasons of Death.
Is it not true that even the gods must rest from time to time?
It is true.
And you are not a god?
No.
Then why deny yourself? It serves no purpose. Fear not. Your destiny will still be there for you, even after you've rested.
The mime sequences are bolstered by the music, which ranges from Asian-influenced melodies to the African chants that spoof The Lion King in the episode Young Jack in Africa. A story about a murderous robot becomes a film noir first-person narrative with a bluesy jazz track.
I hate the rain.
Earlier this week, the Russian-born Tartakovsky, who is one of the busiest creators in television cartoons, took home both Emmys for animation. Samurai Jack won for programs less than 1 hour. The micro-series Star Wars, Clone Wars, which Cartoon Network is also airing Saturday, won for programs 1 hour or more. When Jack walks off into the sunset in the last episode, he hasn't yet vanquished Aku, which means there could be more episodes. Aku and the fans are waiting.
Charles Solomon writes about animation for the Los Angeles Times. Cartoon Network's marathon of Samurai Jack and Star Wars Clone Wars airs tomorrow night, and you can view special artwork from Samurai Jack at npr.org.